From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When record-breaking floodwaters threatened the city of Fargo, North Dakota this past week, state and federal officials urged Mayor Dennis Wallacher to issue a broad, mandatory evacuation. But he did nothing of the sort. In fact, he did the opposite, asking for all hands on deck. For now, Fargo has narrowly averted disaster, and Mayor Wallacher says that's only because residents stayed put and pitched in. Mayor Wallacher joins us now from his office in Fargo. Mayor, welcome to the program, and thanks for making time for us.
Well, this is a pleasure. I did a similar interview in 1997. I still have that cassette tape, so...
Well, Mayor, take us back earlier in the week. Tell us about the discussions that you had with FEMA and with North Dakota state officials in the run-up to the flood and trying to decide how you were going to tell people to stay put rather than to leave.
When this discussion took place, we'd already worked on our sandbags, and everybody put in this large effort. And as far as the state and the federal government and so forth trying to come in here to convince us with a mandatory evacuation, first of all, they didn't want anything like Katrina. They didn't want any of that to happen. They were here concerned about the citizens of Fargo as far as their life and so forth. If we would have abandoned our city, the majority of it would have flooded. So we evacuated maybe 2,000, maybe 2,500 people from hospitals, from nursing homes, people that were infirm. A lot of people sent their children someplace else. But there's just no way that I could tell the people of the city of Fargo, after all the work that they'd done, to evacuate it.
Were you ever worried that you might be jeopardizing innocent lives?
No, I wasn't. I mean, we told them to remove everything out of their lower levels, their basements and so forth. We told them to prepare to evacuate. We told them to put their cars on the right side of the contingency dikes. And what the process is in a flood fight is response. And we need those people out there to see if there's a failure that was pending so we could respond and try and save neighborhoods. And as far as the decision, it was relatively simple.
You know, I saw the pictures of the efforts to try to save some of the cultural icons in the city, the historic buildings and the civic center where they hold the hockey tournaments. I don't think I've ever seen so many sandbags.
No, and producing 3.5 million sandbags in 8 days is a testimony to the volunteers that we got from the entire area. And that's from Grand Forks to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, from Minneapolis to Bismarck. I mean, it's just a phenomenal response to the request for volunteers. And not only did they make the bags, but they also helped place them. And we had some more quality control this year. We tried to limit the size of them because when you got football players making sandbags, they don't have any problem with 80 pounds, but the people that have to place them, 35 to 40 is much better.
Now, as I listen to you, you sound like one tired man, which I guess is understandable. You've been fighting a flood.
I got 8 hours of sleep last night. That was the first night that I got 8 hours, so I certainly could use a nap this afternoon, I'll tell you that.
Well, Mayor Wallacher, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Dennis Wallacher is the mayor of Fargo, North Dakota.